1A. Reading. Listening and Speaking. Page 7.
Different but the same. Joanna Moorhead looks into the ways that twins can be different as well as the same. She meets James and Daniel Kelly, who have an unusual difference for twins.
No one is surprised when twins have different personalities, even identical twins, because sharing DNA doesn't necessarily mean sharing character traits. In fact, their personalities may even be diametrically opposed. But what people do expect is for twins, especially identical twins, to share the same physical characteristics, such as hair colour, eye colour, and skin tone. While it is rare for there to be dramatic physical differences, they are not impossible. The two boys facing me, for example, are different in almost every way. James, who is dark-skinned, is gregarious and academic. Daniel, sitting beside him, has a light skin tone, is shy, and disliked school. Their parents, Alison and Errol Kelly, admit that it is hard to believe they are even brothers, let alone twins, because they are the flip side of identical.
When James was born, he was the spitting image of Errol. It was another 2 hours before Daniel was born, and what a surprise he was! He was so pale and wrinkly, with this curly blonde hair.
So how does it happen that a white and a black partner, who would normally be expected to produce dark-skinned offspring, have a child who is as light-skinned as his mum? I spoke to Dr. Jim Wilson, population geneticist at Edinburgh University, and his first question was about the heritage of the twins' father. Errol is Jamaican. And that, says Jim, is the basic explanation. Most Caribbean people, though dark-skinned, have European DNA because it entered into the gene pool of the African slaves who were held there in the days of slavery.
The thing about skin colour is that even a bit of African DNA tends to make a person's skin colour dark. So to be light-skinned, the child must have inherited more of the father's European DNA.
Continues Jim.
Added to the mother's European DNA, this led to a child with a light skin tone, while his brother inherited more of his father's African DNA. I've worked out that 1 in 500 sets of twins with parents of this genetic mix will result in 1 dark and 1 pale-skinned child.
From early on, it was evident that having 1 dark-skinned and 1 light-skinned twin was going to mark the family out. Wherever they went, people presumed the boys were not brothers.
We'd go on holiday, and people used to say, "Is that a friend you brought along?"
says Alison. The family soon got used to the stares and the comments.
The stupid things people said. Primary school passed without skin colour being an issue, but,
says Alison,
everything changed when the boys went to secondary school.
Alison says that almost everyone at the school was white.
The boys were in different classes, so for a while no one knew they were related. But soon the story went round that Daniel was actually black, and he had a twin brother, James, at the school. Then, Daniel started being picked on. And it got really ugly. There were lots of physical attacks. It was really horrible.
While I chat to their parents, James and Daniel are sitting at opposite ends of the sofa. They are polite, but don't pay much attention to each other. As Alison says, they are like chalk and cheese, with vastly different characters. But when Alison reaches this stage of their story, you see a glimmer of that age-old solidarity where siblings who keep one another at arm's length nonetheless pitch in when one of them is threatened.
I started to observe how angry Daniel was getting at school, how people were provoking him, and how he was getting hurt,
says James.
and when he got pulled into fights, I went in too to help him.
Eventually, Daniel moved to a school that was much more racially diverse. These days, the boys frequent very different social scenes. James's big out-of-school interest is cheerleading, while Daniel loves acrobatics and tumbling.
It's something I've enjoyed for ages. I love the thrill of it,
he says. Occasionally, though, they do go out together in the evening.
It's good fun because we may meet someone who doesn't know we're twins. They never suspect it, and then someone says, "Hey, do you know James and Daniel are twins?"
says James.
And people never believe it. They always think it's a wind-up.
Alison says all she wants, like any mum, is for her boys to be happy and to live lives free from prejudice.
"Mind you,"
she jokes with a smile,
"I do sometimes wonder what the future holds. How many light-skinned or dark-skinned grandchildren will I have?"
Her husband, Errol, laughs at this. The Kellys might be a straightforward, outspoken family, but all they've ever wanted for their children is a fair chance in life. And if their twins have made anyone think twice about their preconceptions about race and colour, they don't mind in the least.
"If knowing my boys encourages anyone to think twice about how we label people, then that's great,"
Alison says.